Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A UW Extension educator says an alternative for quality mid-range housing could become popular in the Northwoods, where that type of housing isn't in large supply. Oneida County Extension's Miles Alexander describes a growing trend called a community land trust.
It is a land trust where an entity, a nonprofit or municipality, owns the land on which buildings sit, and those buildings can be homes, single family, multifamily, different kinds. There can be business mixed in, but the people that occupy the homes and the businesses, they purchase a long-term lease for the land their building sits on.
The CLT owns the land and sells the building to individuals at affordable prices. A CLT may also lease land to affordable rental housing and commercial developers. Alexander says CLT ownership feels like a conventional home or business, but the monthly cost of ownership likely is lower than at market rate properties. Alexander says Irvine, California stopped doing regular subsidized housing and converted to land trust.
And they converted everything to community land trust. And on that land trust board, there's a couple people from the city, a couple people from financial institutions, a couple people who live in units that are part of the land trust.
CLTs in operation in this region include the Madison Area Community Land Trust, a land trust in La Crosse County, and 8 trusts have opened in Minnesota. If you want more information on community land trusts, contact Miles Alexander at Oneida County UW Extension or at the website cltnetwork.org. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Wisconsin has informed 2 former guards at the Lincoln Hills School for Boys that they are targets of a federal investigation. A grand jury will review the case behind closed doors Wednesday and make a determination on indictments. The guards' names have not been released. This notice is the first indicator prosecutors are moving forward on potential charges in the 3-year-old investigation of the use of excessive force at the juvenile prison. The incident at the center of the investigation happened in 2014 when a teenage prisoner was injured while he was being brought under control. The coordinator of the Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign calls it a bit of Christmas magic. An anonymous donor slipped a $15,000 check into the kettle at Dave's Country Market in Merrill. Organizers say that's the biggest kettle donation ever received by the Salvation Army in Merrill. The previous record for the biggest donation is thought to be $500. The Salvation Army had collected about $17,000 before getting the big check. This year's goal is $39,000. The holiday often turns out to be a time of increased fire danger, according to a safety expert. Lisa Braxton is a public education manager at the National Fire Protection Association, whose mission is to eliminate deaths, injury, and personal loss from fires. They provide an annual effort called Project Holidays, offering tips on the prevention of fires and fire safety. Braxton has a few examples of fire starters.
Many of us put a garland on the mantle and Christmas cards and hang stockings, and that's fine. But you could have a problem if you add lit candles to this display and the flame touches the decorations. If you add Christmas lights to your display and the lights malfunction, a fire could start. Also, some people put candles on the dinner table. If you have people reaching across the flame to pass food around, for example, that could start a fire. And also with Christmas trees, sometimes people forget to water the tree. The tree dries out, they have an electrical problem with the lights, and a fire starts.
She also says to keep the tree away from flames such as fireplaces, heating vents, or candles. She says that more information is available on the website, nfpa.org. 10 years after Kirtland warblers were first documented in Wisconsin, populations of the rare songbird have increased and their range is expanding, including into Vinalis County. Ken Krall explains.
According to the recently released 2017 nesting season report, the number of Kirtland's warblers grew from 11 birds and 3 nests in 2007 to 53 birds and 20 total nests last year. A biologist for the DNR's Natural Heritage Conservation Program, Kim Grevels, says the warbler was one of the first species on the federal endangered species list. The bird primarily was found in Michigan. She says their population is now 4,000. She says about 10 years ago, they began nesting in Vilas and other northern counties in Wisconsin and the UP.
Here in Wisconsin, they have been nesting in red pine plantations that have a jack pine component, at least 10% jack pine. present in the habitat. So they're kind of on commercial forestry lands that were planted for commercial purposes.
She says in Vilas County, they have been using electronic calls.
We have playback units that we're using there to attract birds to appropriate habitat. And we did receive a response in our first year of using those playback units. And we are hopeful for the future years that we will attract birds to the young jack pine sites in Vilas County.
The warbler nests on the ground, and Grebels says people should avoid those pine forests during the summer breeding season. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Our forecast for tonight, cloudy skies with a low around 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with temperatures rising to near 30 by 11 a.m., then starting to fall, gusty west winds. And on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a 20% of snow showers afternoon, and a high near 21. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.